Eat Ingredients, Culinary Musing, Number 100. Sardonic respites. The dumplings and broccoli at the spa. Flour in the bowl flopped. Egg whisked away. Marl mushroom minced. Shallot slimly sliced. Lychee rind removed and pitted. In unison, they, the dumplings, fell into the boiling water for a soak and a swim. Afterwards, they were greeted with a towel and an olive oil massage. At mealtime, the dumpling family were sautéed in some rice wine vinegar, joined by almonds coarsely ground. Oh, was the family broccoli loftily angry, because there was no such preparation for them. Parboiling was their solution. However, they set aside their disappointment and neighbored their sentiments. Both families, desiring to have something in common, decided to picnic and take a dip down at Soy Sauce Lake. The dumplings and broccoli families snacked together deliciously. Well, with a little slight. Intensely dense, flavorful fixings layered in a loaf. Button cap mushrooms sliced widely with fresh friends, rosemary, and thyme, who thought wisely to mince their words when they sauteed together in olive oil. Their flavorful friendship was agitated when egg with pecorino romano grated buttons. In a fix, a layer of phyllo membrane and sliced strawberries topped buttons, rosemary, and thyme. The berries were also swamped by the whisked mix. Not to be thwarted, buttons, rosemary, and thyme placed a membrane atop the berries and spread out again. They were happy loafing open-faced, that is, until some turkey bacon laid down some infusing flavor, intensely making buttons, rosemary, and thyme's relationship even more dense. A Red Rome Beauty. An apple named Red Rome was considered a beauty, but with too much summer sun and not enough slimy screen, she later peeled, exposing her softened mash yet to be baked. Flour, milk, butter melted, shrimp pre-cooked, diced, wasabi, flesh cored. Once Red Rome discovered that she was overexposed, the next time she sunned, she blanketed herself with an ultraviolet Fontina slather. For your convenience, this audio is also available in print. Feel free to exercise thought by sending me an email. My email address is ed@eatingredients.com. Thanks for taking the time to visit eatingredients.com. Eat, eat, eat ingredients. So try to make them taste really good. Copyright 2009 by Edward K. Brown II. All rights reserved.